You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM campus and community radio based out of Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the ancestral unceded territories of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our app on the Google or radio app store, depending on your device. Text or call us at 778-782-2573 or 778-782-CJSF. Welcome back, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you are having a lovely Friday so far. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, my name is Siobhan, and today we're just going to be keeping on with the theme of Pride programming ahead of the Pride Parade in Vancouver here on August 3rd. So before we hop into some art, some music by some great queer artists, just like to kind of let you guys know about some events that are happening around the city this weekend, if you're interested at all. So tonight they are showing the classic 1999 movie, But I'm a Cheerleader, at the Rio Theater. So that's kind of down by Commercial Broadway Station, a little independent movie theater there. And they're playing the movie by Jamie Babbitt about a gay cheerleader who goes to a, it's kind of a comedy. She goes to a conversion camp sort of situation, but it's a very satirical, campy, funny, heartwarming movie as well. And they are playing that tonight at 11 p.m. So be sure to check that out. Also, there is an event called Queers and Beers happening at the Birdhouse on Sunday. The Birdhouse, it's a queer-run, kind of independent venue down by Main Street Science World. So be sure to check that out if you're looking for something to do on Pride Sunday. And then, of course, there is the actual parade. So that is happening from 1 p.m. till 3:30 in downtown Vancouver. Looking at the map here, I believe it's running from about Pacific Boulevard, Expo Boulevard, yeah, around Pacific Boulevard, kind of near Chinatown Station, and it's going all the way into the West End at around Hornby Street as well, kind of towards Davie Village. So if you're looking for something to do, definitely get out there. It's going to be a great time. I'm going to be there with some friends as well. Should be a lot of fun. Now, moving on, we've got one last Friday lineup of music by all queer artists. Many different genres going on here. It's going to be a bit of whiplash for you guys, but hopefully you don't mind that too much. So first off, we are going to be listening to the new song by Miss Chapel Roan. If you don't know who she is, where have you been? But she is a pop star from Missouri, and she really took off last year with her album, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess. It'd be pretty impressive if you haven't heard Hot to Go at this point. But her new song, The Subway, just came out today, pretty much, or last night at 9 p.m. because of time zones. So we're going to start off with that and then move on to some more classic tunes. So stay tuned and please enjoy this song.
Oh, But I'm still counting down all of the days till you're just another girl on the subway. Trust myself that I won't say your name, but I'm still counting down all of the days till you're just another girl on the subway.
Just make it off.
does feel that low sometimes. Even when everything is fine. Hey, I've been falling apart these days. Split open fortune, I go round and round, circle the train. I'm going down.
You are tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM, campus and community radio from Simon Fraser University. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to My Open Mic, and my name is Siobhan, and today we are just highlighting queer artists of many different genres. So what you just heard there was Circle the Drain by Soccer Mommy. She is an indie rock, indie pop musician from the States, and that was from her album Color Theory from 2020, I believe. Before that, you would have heard Emily, I'm Sorry by Boy Genius from their album The Record, which came out about 2 years ago now. And then before that, you would have heard The Subway by Chapel Roan. Keeping on with the music, we are going to switch up the genre once again to play a song, a kind of folk song that I'm a really big fan of by Laby Cifra called Crying, Laughing, Loving, Lying. And this song was in the movie The Holdovers last year. That's how I discovered it. But he's a great artist as well and kind of a pioneer in being an out, openly queer musician as well. I highly recommend you look into his life story if you're intrigued, Laby Cifra. And please enjoy his song, Crying, Laughing, Loving, and Lying.
Did nobody no good, no how. That's why I don't cry. That's why I don't cry. Sometimes does somebody some good somehow. That's why I'm laughing now. That's why I'm laughing now. Love.
Mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome back. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. What you just heard was Naive by the Canadian band Soft Cult, and they are a duo of twin sisters. I believe their names are Phoenix and Mercedes Arnhorn from Ottawa, and that is their new song off of their upcoming album. They're coming to Vancouver. They're playing The Pearl on October 16th, so you can still get tickets. They're not too expensive. So get them while you can, general admission. Be sure to catch that. They also have two great openers, Wayside and local act Cherry Pick, so that'll definitely be a great show. Before that, you heard Crying, Laughing, Loving, and Lying by Laby Cifra. So we're doing a bit of genre jumping here, but we're going to keep on the theme of sort of dream pop and shoegaze with the band She's Green. So I found them through Soft Cult. They were opening for them on their previous tour. But this is their song, Mandy. Please enjoy.